Some things still get me, you know? I had that record when I was like... My brother actually had that record. And I enjoyed that record so much. I was like maybe 10 years old. It's amazing listening to that song. It's Black Sunshine by a band called Indian Summer. And it kind of is very remind me a lot of 21st Century Schizoid Man. Kind of the way it's put together, that other little part there. So that was kind of interesting to actually revisit that and go, oh, yeah, I can see why I like that. The lead singer of that actually went on to be in Badfinger. One of the replacement guys for Badfinger. Believe me, there was a lot of replacement guys for Badfinger. And I think he is currently touring as the band Badfinger. So there you go with that. We heard Harry Howard and the Near Death Experience with Old Black Shoe. Oh, Velvet Underground from their, I think it was their 1992 reunion. Very nice. Black Angels Death Song. The Waistcoats. Ah, bringing in the ghost of Syd Barrett. That was Entering a Black Hole, sounding a bit like Interstellar Overdrive. And James started that dark, trippy setup with Black Hole. You're listening to Zombo here. We need to smooth some of this black out and get into a beautiful, fun, little happy black tune. This is Bye Bye Blackbird, Tiny Tim. Next week is All Gray, Pokemaniacs playing at the Sedgwick Stage tomorrow at 4:20 in Mentally Illvale. So hopefully you'll go to the Mentally Ill Vale Music Festival. So there we go. Tiny Tim, Zombo in your brain. I am remaining.
This is a Bye Bye Blackbird twist.
And of course with Brave Combo.
So is she. Bye, bye, Blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight.
Remain In Your Brain, WRCT, right here in the Pittsburgh.
In the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon.
In the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK or online at speckbrothers.com. My name is Paul. I host a little program here on WRCT called Viva La Mock. Happens each and every Friday evening. However, right now and for the next 30 minutes, it's my pleasure to showcase for you music from The Clean. Tally Ho, the 1981 debut single from New Zealand's The Clean. It was also the very second single issued on the Flying Nun record label and peaked at number 19 on the New Zealand singles chart. Now, The Clean actually got their start back in 1978. Two brothers, David and Hamish Kilgore, started to play and write music together, David on guitar, Hamish on drums. Original bassist Peter Gutteridge was eventually replaced by Robert Scott. Now, the band took their name from a character in the movie Free Ride. The character's name? Mr. Clean.
Moved on to square one. Moved on to square one. You said square three. And I looked into your eyes. passes by.
Thumbs off from The Clean as we are showcasing 30 minutes of the music from The Clean. Now, believe it or not, The Clean is actually cited as one of the first bands in New Zealand to play original music. And with a style that brought together primitive punk energy, jangling pop melody, and touches of psychedelic experimentation, their influence can actually be heard in bands like Yola Tango, Superchunk, Pavement, and Guided by Voices. Up next, I'm going to start off the next set with a song from a 1982 EP. And what I love is the name of this EP is Great Sounds Great, Good Sounds Good, So-So Sounds So-So, Bad Sounds Bad, Rotten Sounds Rotten. Yep, that's the name of the EP from said EP. It's Sidon here in a half-hour block of The Clean on WRCC.
Sidon. I go Sidon. Brick wall, I see a brick wall, a brick face, a face of brick. I feel sick. I go Sidon, I go Sidon. Sidon, I go Sidon, I go Sidon, I go Sidon. I crawl to the wall, I crawl with the wall, a lovely brick wall, a lovely brick wall, and I go Sidon.
Thank you. someone might care. We'll be right back.
From their 1996 album, Unknown Country, that's Twist Top from The Clean. Sadly, in December of 2022, drummer and founding member Hamish Kilgore passed away. Over their 40-plus year career, The Clean released 5 studio albums, 2 live albums, 3 compilation albums, 5 EPs, and 3 singles. So to wrap up this half hour, they put out their last album, Mr. Pop, in 2009, but I'm going back to the 2002 release, Getaway, for Crazy. This has been 30 Minutes of The Clean here on WRCT.
Ooh, it makes me crazy. It seems so strange and hazy. Which way to go? Where to move from here? I have no sense of strong connection to anything other than a work or fear. It's all those familiars that turn into the bad
wraps up this special half hour of programming here on WRCT featuring music from the New Zealand band The Clean. My name is Paul. I have been your host. Thank you so much for listening. I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records is located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week and they provide new and used records and CDs. They're family owned and operated and they pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. Again, that's Attic Records, located in Millville. Their phone number, 412-821-8484.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
coming home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone. My love is a strong for you. I do wrong for you. I can't take this loneliness of you. Boy who has to say when I should play, yet you hurt me, desert me. Come back to me. Give you
now. Can't resist your charm. Let's live for tonight, for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Just a farewell kiss.
So